It's time for our documentary of the week with Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen. They are the co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Tom has this week's pick.
In the 1980s, Nan Golden published a candid book of photography called The Ballad of Sexual Dependency that was unlike anything else in the art world. She tells her story in the film, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed.
It was really heavy resistance, especially from male artists and gallerists who said, this isn't photography. Nobody photographs their own life.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Laura Poitras follows Golden on her recent crusade against the makers of OxyContin. Golden was prescribed the opioid after a surgery and became addicted like millions of others.
When I got out of treatment, I learned that the Sackler family, whose name I knew from museums and galleries, were responsible for the epidemic.
The Sackler family, owners of Purdue Pharma, donated heavily to the same art institutions that collect Golden's work. The Guggenheim Museum becomes one of her targets for a protest.
Say it loud, say it clear, Sackler's name is welcome here.
Golden reveals many layers of her past, including her complex family history and AIDS activism. She sheds new light on her years living among New York's sexual outlaws, who are prominent in her photography.
I haven't kept many secrets in my life, but I never did talk about it before.
The film shows how art can be channeled in multiple ways. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed begins streaming on HBO Max on Sunday. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.